This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah. This is Maimon Elbaz, and Torah Shows welcomes you to our beautiful program where Mishnayot are taught with pictures and cartoons. This is to make you more interested, to give you clarity, see what we're learning, what's it about, help you remember it. And we thank Yitzchak Kletter for dedicating this year. It should be his chus that Ilu Nishmas Reb Aryeh Leib and Reb Yitzchak Olav HaShalom, whose yard site is Chav Zayin Tammuz. May his neshama have a gevaldika aliyah in Gan Eden, and may be melitz yosher for the family. The Mishnah today is in Seder Nezikin, and it's Masechta Baba Batra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The topic will be building a wall between properties and sharing in the cost of the stones. Now, a lot of times you own something with somebody else. Like you're an apartment building, so you share in the expenses of, let's say, you put in a video camera or whatever it is. So our Mishnah is speaking about a case where you have two partners and they own a yard, right? They both build, a lot of people in Brooklyn have houses that are attached to each other. So the yard, you know, Batson belongs to both of them. So now they decide to put up a wall. So obviously it will be 50-50 divided up the middle. So says the Mishnah, Hashutafin sheratzu lasot mechitza bechatzer. If you have partners, co-owners of a property that want to make a partition in a yard, bonin et hakotel be'emsa. Obviously they should build the wall in the middle of the field. That's obvious. Now, what type of brick should they use? Well, that kind of depends where they live, because in different cities, different cultures, they have different standards of what's considered a good wall. The main reason they want a wall in our case is so there shouldn't be a hezek ria of one partner looking into the other person's business. People like privacy. They don't like others snooping and looking what they're doing. So says the Mishnah, Makum shenagu livno gavial. If they live in a place which uses non-chiseled stones, so that's what they should use. Gazit, or if it's chiseled stones, that's what they should use. Kefisin and levenim are either large stones or small stones. Bonim, build with whatever is considered the norm in that area. Now it's interesting, the Mishnah doesn't even bring wood as an example of a wall. I guess they felt a real wall is stone, is brick. It's not just made out of wood or plastic like they have today. But that is what the Mishnah is saying. You have to use whatever is the normal material in that city. Now the Mishnah explains. If you're going to use a non-chiseled stone, it's a very large stone. It's a boulder. It's about 6 tefachim. So therefore, each one is giving 3 tefachim of his property for the area of the wall. Big gazit, if they're using stone that is chiseled, then in such a case, zen notain tefchaim u'mechetza, zen notain tefchaim u'mechetza. This one will give 2.5 tefach for the space of the wall. The other one will give 2.5 tefach. So you see that that type of stone, the gazit was usually 5 tefach. Says the Mishnah, b'chfisin, if they're using chfisin, large stones, zenotein tefchaim, zenotein tefchaim. I think that's similar to our cinder blocks today. Each one will give 2 tefach. Bilveinim, zenotein tefach u'mechzav, zenotein tefach u'mechzav. But if you're using levenim, which is smaller stones, each one will give 1.5 tefach for the space of the wall. And now the Mishnah is going to say, Lefichach, therefore, let's say they built properly and now the wall collapsed. So you don't know like how much they should take. So we can assume if the wall fell, we can assume based on the place where they lived what type of stone they used, and then they could divide the stones, whatever rubbish is left of the broken stones, they can still use it for something. It has some type of market value, and each one will be able to take half of the cost, the value of that broken wall. This learning should be a zchus for my parents in Gan Eden, And anyone who could be mechazik this program, it's a big zechus. We need all the support we could get. And I thank Chasdei Lev for the beautiful letter they wrote me recently, and for other sponsors like Chaim Lax, Stanley Shamosh. Everyone should be gebenched.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.